El Paso has been the backdrop and setting for a number of major film productions over the decades, and the marketing of El Paso as a destination for film production falls under the auspices of the El Paso Film Commission. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The El Paso Film Commission has recently added a new position, that of Film Commission Coordinator, and I'm happy to have El Paso's new film coordinator, Drew Mayer Oakes, on the program today. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure, and welcome to El Paso. You've been here a few months now?
I've been here a little over 2 months, and I'm really enjoying it. I enjoy having very little traffic in the morning getting right to work.
Yeah, we may complain here, but other cities in the state that you've worked for film commissions in have much worse traffic. So that's a selling point, right, for El Paso and film production?
Indeed it is. It's a good one, too.
Tell us, before we get into your background, I think a lot of listeners, it's been a few years since we had the film commissioner on. You work with Susie Gaines, the longtime El Paso film commissioner here. What are some of the things, important things, that the film commission does to bring major production here to El Paso?
Well, we kind of attack it from a number of fronts. We have a marketing campaign that includes some print advertising and attendance at special events and sponsorships of certain events.
These are like industry-based
events.
Yeah,
industry events. And there's a couple in particular that are important for us, and one is Locations Expo trade show in California every spring in general, where we get to meet and talk to studio executives and television network executives that kind of walk through a large exhibit hall where we're all the film commissions in the world are displaying their wares. Hmm. So that's part of it. But we also do a lot of one-on-one. We attend film screenings and film events, film festivals. In fact, I went to the Austin Film Festival this fall.
Sure.
And it's a very personal business. It's a network, very network-centric, and that helps us to get the word out about the things that we offer in El Paso.
So you're trying to create relationships directly with filmmakers or producers or production companies, or all of the above?
Well, a little bit of the above. Production companies, not as much. It's primarily with content creators, so mm-hmm. writers and producers and directors. But we also target location managers, which is a real key component of a pre-production process for a film.
Sure.
The location managers are often the ones that bring to the attention areas that may not be top of mind for some producers.
Right, right. So they've got a Rolodex of great visual places that you could shoot.
Right, and those are great relationships to cultivate. In fact, I've known a lot of the location managers in the state for more than 30 years, and we kind of they joked that there's only one more film commission that I can go to in Texas, and they'll look forward to when I may or may not move to that one. But for now, I'm in El Paso. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm excited because the city has a very unique feel and an interesting place in Texas film history as well.
Your title of coordinator, that sounds like it covers a lot of territory, not just location coordination, but just anything a production might need if they're planning on coming to El Paso?
Yeah, that's right. And Susie and I really work as a team.
Sure.
But areas that I've been able to kind of jump in and help are with our photo database, which we maintain locations throughout the region in a photo system. And I've been improving indexing for that so that we can find areas more quickly and then create basically custom websites for producers that they can review and look at the photos that we've sent. We're also trying to improve our tracking of leads and the conversations that we have. Of course, that's an important part of being responsible to the city to make sure they understand the benefits that we bring to the city.
And from a city point of view, you are the liaison, I guess, at the point at which a production decides they need to shoot here, whether it's just a few scenes or an entire film or episode. you're coordinating between the production and all the city services? Like if they want streets shut down, you're talking to the police, you're talking to the army if they need access to the base.
Exactly.
All of those services.
Yeah, we play the host basically. And we recently had a production team from Tokyo that did a nightly news, a live segment. And so we were the first point of contact, and they came in on a Monday morning and they needed to have everything organized that day for their shoot the following week. So literally I just went with them and we stopped at the county and the city and we looked for an appropriate setting. They ended up on the top of a building downtown with a beautiful view of, mm-hmm. of the city and Juarez and went live a week later to millions of people in Tokyo, which was kind of interesting.
You open the doors and smooth all the paths, whatever they need.
We do. And you know, for the city, that's a big help because, you know, there are a lot of people that call us that may or may not be ready to shoot, and we kind of act as a kind of a clearinghouse and can help them understand the people that we're talking to at the city or county level, what's going to happen, the level of expertise these people may have, you know, and when we work with student films, you know, that's a different scenario. And
I wanted to ask you about that. You're not just looking for the multi-million dollar productions. You're there as a resource, I gather, for local independent filmmakers too, correct?
Yeah, and the benefit of that is that most filmmakers really want to learn how to do it properly, and this industry has got a lot of tradition and kind of unwritten rules of how things are done. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I've really enjoyed about working with Susie. I've known Susie since the early 90s when I was at the Texas Film Commission, you know, the permitting system here is very, very good. It's easy to navigate, but it's very thorough. And I think indie filmmakers, student filmmakers appreciate kind of getting that bit of instruction about this part of the process because I don't think they get it in film school.
But the El Paso Film Commission can also help beyond the permitting process with advice or coordination, even for low budget or small, even no budget films, locally sourced films, if they needed to shut down a street, you would help them with that?
Exactly. And we kind of take them by the hand and lead mm-hmm. them that way. And a lot of times they'll have something in mind that may not be doable at their budget level. And so, you know, I try to make suggestions about, well, you know, this other street, which has right. no traffic, has the same view. Mm-hmm. And your viewers, you know, won't realize that it's not the right street. You know, there are things that we've encountered over the years that a lot of, you know, I guess beginning filmmakers they haven't had the experience, so they don't understand how some of these things how you can solve some of these problems. And so that's where we really come into play.
Yeah, I think a lot of local filmmakers, they don't immediately think, I need to talk to the film commission. I've got my camera, I've got my crew, we're just going to go out on the weekends and at night and shoot.
Right.
And guerrilla
well,
style.
You know, and guerrilla works, you know.
Yeah,
and
it does.
So there have been some great films that had, you know, never spend a dime on permits and never talk to a film office. But it really, it's easier if you do in general.
You've been at a lot of film commissions around the state, as you mentioned, most of the main cities you've worked at various times in your life for the film commissions are, I guess, the closest you've been to New Mexico.
It is, yeah.
Is that a challenge or an opportunity, being this close to
well,
such a powerhouse
you know,
state?
We get the same story over and over. People will come and look at what we have to offer and end up shooting in New Mexico. Because of the tax situation.
There's such a disparity between Texas and New Mexico on the incentive package.
Yeah, the incentive is easier to get in New Mexico. It's simpler and it's a higher return.
So what is the compensating argument that you have to try to woo them back across the border? Is it that things are often easier here or cheaper here to begin with to do?
Well, Southern New Mexico is trying to get more film production. I actually worked with the Las Cruces Film Office at Film
right.
Las Cruces for about 7 months earlier this year, helping them get their office started. And, you know, they've got some challenges. And I think, in fact, I'm meeting with the new film commissioner, John Foley, to try to see how we can coordinate, because the New Mexico tax incentive allows producers to shoot outside of the state. So
for a percentage of the production days.
If it's a few days. And that can be valuable to us. El Paso really has an interesting when I've spoken to people in Los Angeles recently, I was surprised at how many people were aware of El Paso and knew of it. And I find that interesting because in San Antonio, for instance, I always felt that people would know the city or aware of it. But I was surprised when very few people didn't know where San Antonio was or what it looked like. And I'm not seeing that problem with El Paso. And that's really encouraging. I think that's been one of the strengths of the city is it has a very specific identity that filmmakers gravitate toward.
We also have a production crew base here that is closely allied with folks in southern New Mexico, particularly Las Cruces, that are used to moving back and forth across the border. So I guess that's an advantage, too, that you can sell that we have a large number of people who have worked on large productions.
Yeah, and for productions that do choose to shoot in Texas, the if they're at a certain budget range, under $250,000, for instance, which many feature films are under that amount, they can use New Mexico residents on their crew without being penalized by the state because they're not actually in the state program. So the flow of crew is important.
You've worked in and around film productions for most of your life with various film commissions. I mean, what's the biggest challenge you've faced all those years?
Well, you know, I think I had the good fortune of learning from some of the best film commissioners in the world, and Tom Copeland at the State Office and Rick Ferguson in the Houston Film Commission are two of the people that helped me understand and learn the business. You know, I've closed toll roads and freeways and bridges, and it can all be done without incident if you do it properly. And that's kind of, I think, my mantra is, you know, start early and get it done right.
Right.
The biggest challenges, I think, are often dealing with the different style of business that a production, the way a production runs, a larger production especially. It's very different from a traditional business. Days of the week generally don't mean much.
Right.
You know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they're all the same. Hours of the day or the night don't seem to matter as well. And schedules change constantly. And
so you're not just a coordinator, you're a mediator.
A mediator, yeah.
A diplomat.
Peacemaker, yes. you know, that's how I think most film commissions kind of make their mark, is in how well they can do that.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're here. We have a new resource in the El Paso Film Commission. Great to meet you, Drew.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the studio today. My guest today has been Drew Mayer Oakes, coordinator of the El Paso Film Commission. For more information on the El Paso Film Commission, a list of major films made in and around El Paso, and resources for filmmaking in our community, log on to visitelpaso.com/film. On Film was engineered and edited by Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horek. Thank you for listening to On Film.